you want to buy a book or go into a hardware store or buy a product there, buy a tablet or a computer, you can go into a store, shop in the store, go online, buy the product, save yourself in Massachusetts 6.25%. Every state, of course, has its own sales tax rate. And I consider that to be unfair. I don't want 500,000 people who work in retail in Massachusetts and millions of people all over the country continue to lose jobs and be disadvantaged by this unlevel playing field. So I'm not telling consumers where they should and shouldn't buy books or hardware products or computers. I'm simply saying every company should be on a level playing field. We're supposed to be paying these taxes anyhow. If you don't pay a sales tax, you're supposed to pay a use tax. Most people don't put it on their income taxes, but that's essentially the law right now that people, as I say, don't necessarily adhere to. And when I saw this pass in the United States Senate on a totally bipartisan basis, this was offered by a Democratic senator and a Republican senator, and there were 21 Republicans who supported it. It's one of the first times in a long time when I've seen Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate and the Congress put aside their partisanship and put aside their differences and say, this is a good common sense thing to do. Let's collect the sales taxes. It's $23 billion nationally for all the states that do actually charge sales tax. Let's level the playing field, be fair, save retail jobs. The Internet does no longer needs an unfair advantage. They don't need a crutch. It's been around a long time. It's growing dramatically, 8% a year. And then when the Speaker of the House rejected it out of hand and basically said he finds all kinds of things objectionable about it, things that most people regard as having been easy to accomplish. There's an exemption here for companies that do less than $1 million in business, small companies that would have a hard time. The software would have to be offered free of charge to companies so that they wouldn't have to make a big investment. So I think the authors of this bill thought it through very carefully, came up with a good common sense approach that could achieve bipartisan support. Then for the Speaker to, for whatever reasons, ideological or otherwise, reject it out of hand seems to me to be inappropriate. So I challenge the Speaker respectfully to a public debate at a time and place of his choosing so that the American people could have a legitimate debate about this bill and this policy and whether or not it served the American people and the states that are hard hit by reduced federal funding. And this is a good way to provide more resources to states and save a ton of retail jobs that otherwise are going to go by the boards with more unemployment and less healthy communities all over the country.
As I understand it, Internet firms such as Amazon.com that have a brick-and-mortar operation, a warehouse, etc., in a state, has to pay that state the sales tax. Does that apply to Massachusetts?
Yes. If you have a nexus, they call it, but as you put it, a place of business in the state, then they would have to collect. So, for example, Staples has to collect Internet sales taxes if they sell a product in Massachusetts because they already have a store there. So presumably, since Staples is all over the country, they would have to collect everywhere. Amazon has made agreements with, I think, 15 or 16 states, including Massachusetts, to collect Internet sales taxes. In Massachusetts, we would start to collect them on November 1st of this year and henceforth. But most of the Internet companies that do not have bricks and mortar places of business are not required to collect. The most catalog companies that don't have warehouses don't have to collect the taxes. The estimates are that the total amount of Internet sales taxes and catalog taxes that aren't collected today because of the Supreme Court decision back in 1992 totals about $23 billion. In Massachusetts, it happens to be somewhere between a low of $200 million and a high of $400 million. It depends whom you ask and who analyzes it. But you're quite correct. Place of business requires you to collect. No place of business, you do not have to collect. And therein lies the unfairness of the current situation.
You have operated a small business for more than three decades. What is your business and how has this Internet sales tax versus the retail sales tax affected your occupation, your business?
Well, I happen to have been in a marketing communications company which sold envelopes and printing and other kinds of services having to do with marketing communications. So very little of the business that I ran would have been retail-type business. We were a a B2B business, a business-to-business business, not a consumer business. But I know lots of people. I have asked people at the retail level all over. I'm the treasurer of Massachusetts, as you know, and so I've traveled all over the state, and I've asked people, how has this affected you? And they roll their eyes and say, you have no idea. We keep losing business. People come into the bookstore at Christmas time. They look around at children's books. They write a list down, and they go home and buy $150, $200 of kids' books for all kinds of gifts because they can save 6.25%.